Keith Peters reporting the White House is putting increasing pressure on Israel to end its Gaza offensive against Hamas. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Israel must focus on the long game and what Gaza looks like after Hamas is gone, rather than just on mounting military operations to defeat the terrorists.
That protects Israel's future security and paves the way for a future of dignity and security for the Palestinian people as well, rather than Israel getting mired in a counterinsurgency campaign that never ends and ultimately saps Israel's strength and vitality.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken underscored that the United States believes Israeli forces should get out of Gaza, but also is waiting to see credible plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war. Major U.S. airlines are suing the Transportation Department over a new rule about disclosing fees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Airlines including American, Delta, United, JetBlue, Hawaiian, and Alaska filed suit against the department after being told they must disclose all airline fees up front. The airlines argue that such a regulation is outside of the government's authority and would confuse travelers. The Biden administration touted the new rule, saying it would help consumers avoid unneeded or unexpected fees. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Ukrainian officials and commanders say Russian troops are locked in intense battles with Ukrainian soldiers in the embattled town of Vovchansk and are pushing ahead with a ground offensive that opened a new front to put pressure on overstretched Ukrainian forces. Moscow's renewed northeast offensive launched late last week as the most significant border incursion since the full-scale invasion began. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 81 points today. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a Catholic school in Charlotte did not violate the law when it fired an employee for entering into a gay marriage. The judges concluded that Charlotte Catholic High School is covered by the ministerial exception in this case because Lonnie Ballard, the substitute teacher who was fired, was involved in an inherently religious job. The school is represented by the Beckett Fund. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The percentage of Americans who say they are followers of no particular religion is higher than at any time in history. But that doesn't mean those people are atheists. Only about 17% of religiously unaffiliated people actually identify as atheists on surveys, comprising only about 4% of the total population. There are many indicators for atheism, and wealth is one of them. Adults with more income are more likely to adopt that stance. This is SRN News. Today's financial markets were mixed.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street, but they're still trading near their record highs. The S&P 500 edged down by less than 0.1% Monday. The benchmark index is just slightly below the record high it set in March. The Dow slipped 81 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Stocks have been doing relatively well this month. That's partly because of revived hopes that inflation will ease enough to convince the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates this year. A key test for those hopes will arrive on Wednesday. That's when the government releases its latest report on inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
General Motors' troubled Cruise autonomous vehicle unit says it will start testing robo-taxis in Arizona this week with human safety drivers on board. Cruise said Monday that it will validate the vehicle's performances against safety requirements. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.